Park Rosenberg belongs to a series of pictures which have been called abstract parkway landscapes. Their names were invented sometimes with reference to real places. Park Rosenberg presumably refers to his friend Harold Rosenberg, the art critic who was a great supporter of his.
During the late 1950s, de Kooning spent time traveling outside of New York. Many of his abstract paintings from this period evoke what the artist called slipping glimpses of features of a landscape as seen from a moving car. De Kooning painted with sweeping arm movements to create huge, almost muscular swaths of paint across the canvas. De Kooning explains.
When I make those large landscape pictures, I work with very bed brushes. Those kind of brushes that if you paint a ceiling, it drips all over you. They're made out of a fiber and very little hair. I kind of put them in boiling water until they get kind of blubbery, you know what I mean? Gives me a great comfort to paint with them.
He would paint quickly, remove paint, add more paint, and this cumulative process produced this sense of layering, scraping out, and allowing forms to be discovered as he was painting. I don't think there's anything in the picture where we can say this is sky and this is land. He's composing in terms of these big areas, and the landscape part is just something to hang the picture on.